Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. Glory to the Most High God. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bone, and tweet them. Hit them up on Facebook and let them know that we are live and on the air. I hope you woke up with a grateful heart on the today. You know, everything's happening, but just keep your eye on the prize, which is Jesus Christ. Don't lose sight of who he is just because things are going on around you. Just continue to pray, plead the blood, and keep it moving. Glory to God, because guess what? He's in control and he's in charge. Everything that happens, God got it. Just remember that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Faint not. Continue to stay in faith. Believe, and you shall receive in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead. Amen. And I will give the announcements at the end of the show. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead and open up my line right now for prayer. If you desire prayer at this time, you can go ahead and press the 1, and I will bring you in for prayer. You know, God is good regardless of what is going on in the world today. He's man, always pray and not faint. That means for you to continue to pray. Don't faint whenever circumstances come. Don't faint whenever things aren't going the way you want them to go. Don't faint whenever you see things not happening like you think they should happen. Don't faint when you think the devil is loose. Don't faint. Continue to pray. Hallelujah. So that means you got to continue to pray regardless of what's going on. You still got to pray. You know, I know that sometimes it gets hard and the road may get a little tough, but guess what? You continue on with Jesus Christ, and I guarantee you he will bring you through. Amen. I am a living witness, and you ought to be a living witness, too, for Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He died on the cross for us, and you know, he shedded his blood, you know, and sometimes people think that's just, you know, that's just a mere something man dreamed up. But that's just not so. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But, you know, when you follow the true and living God, he'll bring you out every time. He won't leave you stuck in a rut. Hallelujah. Although you think, so, Lord, it ain't happening. What's going on? Things are not going the way I think they should go. But guess what? They may not be going the way you want them to go, but they're going the way he wants them to go. So you continue on to continue to pray, continue to believe, continue to have faith. Because he said without faith, it's impossible to please God. Now understand that word impossible. That means that it ain't no way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can please God if you ain't got no faith. Not at all. Don't say, well, I got a little. Nah, he dealt every man faith the size of a mustard seed. I understand that. But your faith should be growing. Hallelujah. It should be growing, and it should be growing the more you see the miracles and you can see everything that he's created, and you can see how he kept you up and down the dangerous highways and the byways, and he kept you out of harm's way from having accidents, and he kept you out of harm's way when they, you know, decide they want to go on a spree. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know y'all know what the person that is. So go on a spree. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you ought to be thankful. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And ever yet let your faith increase. You know, I hear a lot of people talking sometimes, and, you know, you have conversations. You can even go in storefronts in different places, and you hear people. Sometimes they'll just come up and start talking to me, and you know what I do? I talk right back to them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. And sometimes I just listen. You have to be careful what you're agreeing with. But sometimes the enemy will bring people to you, and you'll agree with them. And guess what? You done put it out there in the atmosphere. So guess what? The principality. Oh, my God. They done caught it, the devil. Just go ahead, break it down, the devil. Done caught it. And guess what? He going to put every stumbling block in your way that he can absolutely put in there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And they'll be talking this, well, you know what? I tell you what, oh, man, this grocery's just gone just so high. I don't know how I'm going to make it. I say, yeah, groceries have gone up, true enough. Hallelujah. But guess what? I ain't going to go hungry. I'm going to trust God. Because there's always a way. He said he'll make a way out of no way. Oh, my God. Now, tell me, do you serve that God that will make a way out of no way? Hallelujah. I want you to, on today, I want you to check your faith walk. There's so many times, you know, you say, well, yes, I got faith. Well, your faith should be producing something. You shouldn't always have to go to somebody else to, for them to pray for you. And I know he said, well, one can chase 1,000, two can chase 10,000. That means sometimes you need prayer. Yeah, amen. Where you've fallen weak at a little bit. I understand that. But your faith ought to be producing something, you know. Glory to God. You're not to be scared. My God. God ain't raising no coward soldiers. On this side, you're going to have to either come with it or be gone. Good God, I'm at it. Hallelujah. But don't let nothing steal it. Don't let nothing steal it. Because you can hear them talking, you know, and I know they come up and they'll be talking. Yeah, we, you know, I talk about how things have gone up so much and how things have doubled. But one thing they'll tell you, I say, guess what? He keeps on making a way for me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead. I'm opening my line for prayer. Hallelujah. If you desire prayer, I would like for you to press the 1, and I will bring you in. I just want you to tell me where you're calling from and your prayer request. You don't have to give me your name. I just want to know those two things. That's it. That's all. And then I will pray for you. And if you need more prayer, you can contact me on Facebook on Prophetess Martha Williams and Martha Williams page if you need more prayer. Hallelujah. But you don't have to put all your business out here on Straight Street because it's a live show and we have other people that are listening. So if you desire prayer, go ahead and press the 1 and I will bring you in. If not, we're going to go on down the road, glory to God, because we know God is good and he is worthy. Don't say he was. No, Don't say he might be. Where's your faith in that? Glory to God. Might be. Some people say, yeah, he might come through. No, he's going to come through every time. He may not come through the way you think he should come through. He may not come through the way I think he should come through, but he's going to come through. Hallelujah. Because if you're looking for him to do something, you know, when people give testimonies, amen. We're going to go ahead and get in prayer. Just hold on. Sometimes people give testimonies of how God brought them through. And he did this for them, and he did that, you know, and different things that he done in their life and how he brought them through. Well, you know what? He will bring you through, yes. He may not use that same method that he brought them through, but guess what? He will come through. They're just telling you, because if he did it for me, he'll do it for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. No one has pressed the 1, so we're going to go on down the road. Hallelujah. It's nothing like going on down the road with Jesus. Glory to God. You know, you have to stay on that straight path. You go down the road with Jesus, and sometimes you get off and veer off to the left. You get off and veer off, amen, to the other side of the road. I just say it like that. But it's nothing like going down the pathway with Jesus. But just think about it. If you go down the road nowadays, you know, they got those lines in the road. Huh? So, you know, okay, be careful. Don't cross the median. Don't go this way. Don't go that way. Stay in your lane. Oh, my God. If you could stay in your lane with this word, stay in your lane with prayer, stay in your lane in worship, stay in your lane in faith, glory to God, it will produce just what you need. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for this glorious day that you made, Lord. Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in it. Father God, we thank you, Lord, as you have allowed us to come here today, Lord God, to hear a word in season, oh Lord. Father God, as the word go out in the hedges and the highways and it touch those, Lord, that need a touch from you on today, Lord, because we know, Lord God, that you're still in charge. You're still in control of everything, Lord. So, Father, we just thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray, Lord God, that under the sound of my voice, Lord God, let it go in those ears, Lord God, and pierce the heart of man in the name of Jesus so they won't sin no more. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, oh Lord God, for those that need a healing in their body also, Lord. Lord, heal their body from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Because, Lord, we know, Lord God, you can heal them, God. Ah, my God, my God. Huh? You're not short concerning your healing. You're not short in passing out your blessing. So, Father, we thank you for it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we give you glory, oh God. We praise your holy name on high, Lord. We know, Lord God, let nothing stop them now. As they're on the move for Christ Jesus, as they're on the move to see what tomorrow's going to bring, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them not get stuck in a rut, but let them continue on down the highway with you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, oh God. We lift you up on today. We give you the glory, oh Lord. We praise your holy name on high because there's none like you, oh Lord. Not none, Lord. We searched all over, Lord God, but there is none like you that can heal, that can deliver, that can set free, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, oh Lord. We give you glory, Father. We just ask you, Lord God, to touch those, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that need a touch, Lord God, from you on this day, that need a touch, Lord God, in their heart, those that are brokenhearted, Lord, because we know, Lord God, you made the heart, so you can also heal it, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, oh God, and we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. In your son Jesus' name, we pray, amen, glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's someone, amen, you may not be on the line, hallelujah, but you're on the web, but you're somebody, you're connected. Hallelujah. Let's just put it like that. You are connected. Hallelujah. So I would say to you, listen on today, hallelujah, they had to cut your toenail off, glory to God, and you're saying, Lord, oh my God, they had to cut my toenail off. But guess what? Huh? God can heal. He can grow limbs. He can grow a toenail. So I speak it right now in the name of Jesus. I speak growth. Oh, my God. Good God Almighty. I speak growth to that toenail right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. It's going to be normal. So just hold on and watch God do it. I want you to come back to the show and let me know if you knew somebody that was connected to you that did that, it grew back. Hallelujah. Because we don't say nothing over here unless God say it. If he didn't say it, then we ain't going to say it. That's just the way it is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I speak growth to it. It's going to grow back. Hallelujah. So you ain't got to worry no more. It's going to grow back. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. We're going to go ahead and get into our word on today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's someone who's listening. We're going to get into the word. Hallelujah. You're listening to some doctrine. Hallelujah. That's not sound doctrine. What do you mean by sound doctrine? It's got to be the word of God. The word of God is sound doctrine. If you're listening to someone who's not preaching from this word, the Bible, then you need to run. Hallelujah. So someone, you're listening to somebody preaching. Hallelujah. But it's not sound doctrine. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So if they're not coming from this word right here, then you need to run from it. You need to run. Because everything that we preach should be coming from the word of God. Hallelujah. And if it's not, then you need to get away from it right now. Because it's leading you in the wrong direction. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 My God. My God. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Ah, my God, it's time for you to activate your faith. You know, he gave every man the faith the size of a mustard seed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, you activate your faith by doing, right? That's what you got to do. You've been sitting up saying, I'm going to do. You ain't did nothing yet. It's time for you to activate your faith. Hallelujah. Get up and start doing. Because he said, whatever you put your hands to do, I'm going to make it prosper. Hallelujah. Pray about it and move forward. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And go ahead and watch what God does. My God, my God. We serve an awesome God. We don't serve a God that quit on us. We serve a God, if the enemy try to come in and step in and turn it upside down, flip it, strip it. We don't serve that type of God. He will. He will see you through it. But you got to get up and start doing something. It's time to step on out on faith. Hallelujah. You know, you can say, I'm going to. I was going to do it. Oh, I'm finna do it. That's a word somebody that I know use. They say finna do it. Okay. You got to go on and do it. Glory to God. Put your hands to it and start doing it. And then watch what God does. You know, I was listening at some of the testimonies this morning, amen, glory to God, on one of the shows, and they was talking about how God moved for them and, you know, how they got somewhat in show business, you know, and you know, they couldn't do this, and they didn't have money to do this, and they had $35 in their pocket, and they had to be here and be there, and they didn't have no money to travel. But God made a way. Hallelujah. He will make a way, but you got to get up and start doing something. Hallelujah. Just think about it. If you go and, you know, by faith, you're going to go out there and you're going to start the car. You just, okay, you start the car. But then you go out, you know you're going to get ready to go. You got to do what? Put it in drive, right? You get ready to pull out. Now, you can go out there and just sit in it if you want to, you know, and see if it goes. I know they got this electric car. Now they go, yeah, and all that. Yes, uh-huh. Hallelujah. But some cars, I'll put it like that. You just going to go out there and sit in it? Is it going to move? No, if it's still in park, it ain't going nowhere. Glory to God. But that's where you got to get up and you got to do something. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. We're going to get into our message. We're trying to get there, but we're going to get there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, hallelujah. Glory to God. He is an on-time God. Yes, he is. He may not come when you want him, but he's always right on time. Hallelujah. I know you've been waiting, and you've been waiting, but just think about it. He is an on-time God. You know, I can give testimony. I know I said I'm going to get in the midst. We're trying. We're going to get there. Lord help us. We're going to get there. I can give testimony after testimony. I wanted to buy something, and I said, well, you know, I don't want to pay that for it. You know, I'm going to wait, I'm going to wait this out. I said, something got to happen right here. Okay, so I waited it out. And guess what? I didn't have to wait that long. Glory to God, I didn't. I just waited probably about a week. So guess what? It was like maybe $100 and something. Hallelujah. So whenever I got through waiting, they reduced it on down. They said, okay, we're going to take $50 off. They reduced it on down, $50 off. And so they end up taking another 10% off. So they end up taking 10% off. So when it ended up, glory to God, I only paid like $40-some for what I wanted, and I didn't have to pay all that for it. No, amen. It may $100-something may not be a lot to some of you all, but one thing about it, if you can get it on sale, oh my God, hallelujah, then that means you can take the other money and you can do whatever you want to do with it, right? That's it. So he will do just what he's never late. He'll do just what he said he'd do. You just got to learn how to wait a little bit. Don't get so anxious. Be anxious for nothing. Speak him every word in prayer. Don't get so anxious. Slow down. Glory to God. Okay, I'm coming from 2 Samuel chapter 11. This will be the last chapter here. I didn't do a series on it because that wasn't what I wanted to do. Glory to God. And what God called me to do. But he did call me to go to this chapter here, 2 Samuel chapter 11. I'm going to title this David Sins Against Bathsheba. We're just going to tell it like it is. Amen. If you get your Bibles and turn to 2 Samuel chapter 11. Okay, glory to God. Hallelujah. I hope y'all follow along because this is the word. And it came to pass after the year was expired, at the time when kings go forth to battle, that David sent Joab and his servants with him and all Israel, and they destroyed the children of Ammon and besieged Raba, but David tarried still at Jerusalem. Glory to God. Verse 2. And it came to pass in an eventide. You know, the eventide, it says it's the evening. You know, it's like evening and nighttime. They're saying eventide, it's evening and nighttime. They're together. Glory to God. And David arose from off his bed and walked up on the roof of the king's house. And from the roof, he saw a woman washing herself. And the woman was very fair, very beautiful to look upon. Now, y'all know King David liked some women. You know, he had multiple wives over there. He had some women over there, okay? But understand, when he saw this man's wife, glory to God, he had eight of them, okay? But I guess that wasn't enough. But anyway, he saw this man's wife up there taking a bath, Bathsheba up there taking a bath. Now, he should have turned his head. Now, you know what men would say in the millennium now, I mean, in this day and age, you know what they'll say? Oh, well, God gave me these eyes to see. He gave me these eyes to look. I've heard it before, but he didn't tell you to look at everything. Hallelujah. Glory to God, because it's to see it, to look at someone like that. Glory to God. Just think about it. He's looking at her. She up there taking a bath, and he up there walking on the roof, and he looking at her. You know, so she was very beautiful to look at. But she had a husband. Glory to God. She had someone else she was married to. And David sent and inquired after the woman. And one said, is not this Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, and the wife of Uri, the Hittite? See, she had a husband. That didn't matter to David, though. You know, come on now. And David sent messengers. And David sent messengers and took her, and she came in unto him, and he lay with her, for she was purified from her uncleanliness, and she returned unto her house. You see what he did? He went and slept with this woman. Now, this man out there fighting in battle, okay, and he up there looking at his wife and then called her from up there down there. He committed adultery because guess what? He was married. He had some wives, and she had a husband, okay? So he called her down from there, you know, told him to go up there and get her and bring her down there, and so they did. He shouldn't have never did that. He shouldn't have, but he did, and he slept with her. Then after all that, he went back up to where she was. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now just think about it. You know, the Bible says every man should have a drink from their own system. What it's saying is every man should have their own wife. He didn't say every man should have their own woman and lay with her. But yes, if you're dating her, yeah. You dating her? Yes. Laying with them? No. And you ain't married to them? Uh-uh. No. That is not so. So let me straighten you out now. Glory to God. Let's get it right. But nowadays, you don't, you know, sometimes men say, well, I'm not ready to get married. You know, well, if you ain't ready to get married, then, hey, I don't know what to tell you. Hallelujah. But that's the way they perceive themselves now. You know, because they said, oh, God got too many women out here. All right. You catch something, they just can't scrub off. Oh, God Almighty. Let's move on. And the woman conceived. Oh, now he's going to get in some big trouble. And the woman conceived and sent and told David, and said, I am with child. So see right there, you see what it gets you? It gets you in a lot of trouble. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, he done went and he didn't even think about it. He just went on and did what he did, you know? And then now he got to suffer the consequences. So let's move on. And David sent to Joab saying, send me Uri the Hittite. And Joab sent Uri to David. Now, listen at this. This is something, you know, how people will try to set you up, because, see, David going to try to set him up, you know, his sin would be covered up, you know, because once you tell one lie, you got to tell another one, you got to tell another one, try to cover up the sin that you've already committed. So right here on verse 7, and when Uri was come unto him, David demanded of him, Joab did, and how the people did, and how the war prospered. See, he went on in conversation with him, you know, with Uri, trying to ask, you know, how everything going, but, you know, he ain't tell me he slept with his wife, though, did he? Hey, look out now. He wasn't going to tell him that this man just came out of battle. Nah, he better not tell him that. And he was fighting really hard, trying to win. Mm-mm. He wasn't going to tell him that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So he thought he'd just open up conversation with him and have a little conversation, you know. Let's talk about the war and how things are going and how the battle was going, you know, and all those different things. And David said to Uri, go down to thy house and wash thy feet. And Uri departed out of the king's house, and there followed him a mess of meat from the king. See right here. David said, go down there and sleep with your wife. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. See, David was trying to cover up that sin he'd already committed. He already got this bad wife pregnant, right? So he was going to try to cover it up by letting him go down there. He lay with her, then they're going to put the baby on him. But But see, it don't always happen like that. You have to be careful about those things. Be careful what you do. It said be careful when you throw a stone. Oh, my God. Because it might break up somebody's home. Oh, good God Almighty. Hallelujah. But Uri slept at the door of the king's house with all the servants of the Lord and went not down to his house. See, he wanted them to go up there and sleep with his wife. That's what he told him. Go wash your feet, man. Go lay back, you know, in your own bed and take your nap, you know, and be with your wife. Hang out with your wife. Yeah, after he done got her knocked up, I'm sorry, after he done got her pregnant now, okay, then he going to tell him to go down there and sleep with his wife. He wanted to cover up that sin he had committed, that adultery that he had committed. And when they had told David, saying, Uri went down and went not down unto his wife, David said unto Uri, camest thou not from thy journey? Why then didst thou not go down unto thine house? See, he was saying, well, you done came from the journey. You've been out there battling. You've been out there fighting. So why you didn't go to your house? See, David thought he was slick then, right? But guess what? He showed him something. He didn't even go. He didn't even go down there. He slept with David's servants, with those other guys. He didn't go there. And Uri said unto David, the ark and Israel and Judah abide in the tent. And my lord Joab and the servants of my lord are encamped in the open fields. Shall I then go unto mine house to eat and to drink and to lie with my wife? As thou livest and as thou soul livest, I will not do this. Okay? So guess what he told me? He wouldn't do that. Because all the others were sleeping down in the fields and in the tents and stuff, and then he going to go up there and lay with his wife. He told him, no, I wouldn't do that. You know, because he was a man, you know, so he had to go down there where they had battled, and he knew all of them was tired. Glory to God. He was, all of them got tight when they came back. So you know what I mean by tight? They had alcohol. Okay. But anyway, they had been drunk with wine, but guess what? He didn't go down there and sleep with his wife. They couldn't pin that on him. Glory to God. David was, he was in a mess right then. But David thought, sure, that he would go down there and sleep with his wife. Yeah, go ahead. Because he gave him the okay to do it. But no, he didn't do it. It was all on David. He did not do it. It was all on him. So what he did, let's see what he did next. And David said to Uri, tarry here today also, and tomorrow I will let thee depart. So Uri abide in Jerusalem that day and to be morrow. So he stayed there. He stayed there a while. But he still didn't sleep with her. David thought, show that if he give him extra data, he might go up there, you know, and sleep with her, and he can blame that child on him. He was trying his best to cover it up. Don't you see when you do something wrong, you can't really cover it up. You might cover it up sometimes for man, but guess what? God still sees you. I don't know why people think that, you know, God don't see you in your mess. He see you in your mess. He see you before you even start the mess. He see you when you're contemplating the mess. He see you when you got your plan together. He sees you when you're talking about things that you shouldn't be talking about. He sees you when you're talking about, excuse me, God's man and woman of God. He sees you, hallelujah. He knows when you're, well, you know what? I don't know if they told you or not, but I'm going to tell you this. Yeah, and God sees you too. Hallelujah. Well, if they didn't tell them, then guess what? They probably didn't want them to know. It ain't your place, hallelujah, to go over there and tell her, well, you know what, Pastor, hold up. Now, if it's something that you think somebody's going to get hurt, then I understand, you know, I do. You know, say, so, well, you know, Pastor, I heard somebody saying this, you know, are they going to do this and they're going to do that, you know, whatever it is. And, you know, we need to be protected. So, you know, yeah, I understand if there's danger in it. But if you're just talking, just gossiping just because you want to go and be the first one to tell it, then that's what you're doing. You're gossiping and you shouldn't have done it. Let's move on, verse 13. And when David had called him, he did eat and drink before him, and he made him drunk. And at eve, he went out to lie on his bed with the servants of the Lord, but went not down to his house. See, he still didn't go. And it came to pass in the morning that David wrote a letter to Joab and sent it by the hand of Uri. And he wrote in the letter, listen what David did, saying, set ye Uri in the forefront of the hottest battle, and retire ye from him, that he may be smitten and die. Do you see what he did? Just because he didn't go down there, now David going to see this blood was going to be on David's hand, and he sent the letter by Uri to get a Joab. Ain't that something? And you got to know that, you know, Uri had to be faithful, because guess what? He didn't read the letter. Because if he'd have read it, he would have just think about it, probably turned around and retaliated. He did not. He didn't read it. He didn't. So what he did was he told him, said, here, what I want you to do. I want you to put Uri on the front line where it's the hottest, where the battle is the strongest. And he said, pull your men, pull the other men back from it. So let him battle by himself. Isn't that something? Now, he done slept with the man. Why? Now he want to kill him. But that blood stain was on his hand. You have to be careful what you do. People's blood stain will be on your hand because you did it. When you go and you tell stuff and you do this and you do that, you know, you got to get to a place where you if you say you believe God, then you pray for him. Instead of going, tell it, just pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you pray, then, you know, God can help. Hallelujah. But if you're going to just tell, just to be telling, then you ain't going to get no candy. You ain't going to get no candy, and I don't think they're going to give you a token for doing it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. But he wanted them to pull back from Uri so he could fight the strongest out there in front of all those men that he will fight. And it came to pass, when Joab observed the city, that he assigned Uri unto a place where he knew that violent men were. He assigned him to the violent place to be slaughtered because David told him to do it. Now, that blood was going to be on David's hand. You know, now, just think about it. I know you said Joab, he was doing what David told him to do, but he shouldn't have did it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He may have killed him as king, but just think about it now. You know, both of them, that's what happened. Because they know he couldn't fight all those strong men by himself. It was going to take the other guys that was with him to help him in this battle. Because they had been in other battles, and they were fighting, and they were fighting strong, and there were some strong men. And David wanted to just go ahead and take him out. So be careful, be careful, be careful. You know, sometimes people be wanting to take you out, just take you out. Just, I ain't going to say they just want to kill you. No, I'm not going to say that. But what they want to do, they just want you to go on somewhere else. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And they want you to go and have less. But be careful. Be careful how you do that. Because when you throw that stone, guess what? It's going to come back on you. You're the one that's going to have the lesson. The other person, God's going to continue on to bless them. And then you'll be wondering, well, why, Lord? Why not me? Why not me? Well, what did you do? You need to repent. What did you do? You tried to stop the other people from getting their blessing. Look, God don't just bless one. It's enough to go around. I promise you. If you're doing right, you're living right. You're walking by his word. You're doing what you're supposed to do. See, you see the glory, but you don't know that person's story. There's a story behind all the glory. And God gets the glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you can see what you want to see of what they got and where they are at this point. But you don't know what they had to go through to get to that point. You don't know when they fell out, hallelujah, when they were falling out and the enemy tried to take their life and, hallelujah, and running them off the road and they're going over in ditches and almost going over in graveyards. You don't know the story, hallelujah. You just see the glory. You don't know when they didn't have no food in their house and they had to live off whatever it was in their house and it wasn't much, but they lived off of it. You don't know, glory to God. You don't know what it was like when they had to get their lights disconnected and they didn't know how they were going to pay their light bill and they sat in the dark, them and their children. You don't know. You don't know what happened, glory to God. Hallelujah. When some people are forced themselves on women, glory to God. You don't know. Story that you really don't know. So all you can say is, where's mine? Where's mine? Where is man? You don't know the story that these people had to go through. You don't know. You just don't know. You don't know the story. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. When the semi-truck came, hallelujah. Glory to God. And it missed you by an inch. You don't know. You just don't know. But just be careful what you're saying. You see God's glory, but you don't know they story. Glory to God. Let's move on to verse 17. And the man of the city went out and fought, and Joab, and there fell some of the men of the servant of David. And Uri the Hittite died also. Now, you know this man died without knowing that David had slept with Bathsheba. See, that was it anyway. David wanted him to get killed so he wouldn't find out that he slept with his wife. Because you know what? If he did, then him and David probably going to be in battle. But that was not, he shouldn't have done that. You have to be careful how you come against people and how you come against their ministry. And you see right here how you come against them just point blank. And don't be around there sleeping with other wives and husbands. You know that man got a wife. You listen, you better leave him alone. I'm telling you now, glory to God. Because you know what? That thing's going to come back on you. And when it comes back, it's going to be terrible. You know, they say the mind is a terrible thing to waste. Guess what? That's going to be a terrible thing to waste. The only thing you're going to do, you know, is how some people say they go for bad, you know. Well, I'll do this and I'll do that. Yeah, don't be so sure. While you doing, they'll be already undone. Hey, let's move on. Verse 18. Then Joab sent and told David all the things concerning the war and charged the messenger, saying, when thou hast made an end of telling the matters of the war unto the king, and if so be that the king's wrath arise, and he say unto thee, wherefore approach ye so high unto the city, when ye did fight, knew ye not that they would shoot from the walls? So they was explaining what happened, that it was so strong, the battle was so strong, they were shooting arrows from the wall. You know, and he was up there in the front, so just think about it. If they pulled back and he was up there in the front fighting, you know, and then they shooting arrows from the wall, and you know, he didn't have a chance because he had all them people he was fighting, okay? He was fighting all them demons. So, you know, think about it. And smote Amalek, the son of Jeroboth, did not a woman cast a piece of a milestone upon him from the wall. That was a different story that was back over there when she put that, she threw the stone down and hit him on the head and killed him. That he died in the bed, in the bed. Why went ye nigh the wall? Then say thou, thy servant Uri the Hittite is dead also. So the messenger went and came and showed David all that Joab had sent him for. And the messenger said unto David, surely the man prevailed against us and came out unto us and to the field, and we were upon them even unto the entering of the gate. See, they were there fighting, but then they told him to get back, you know, so this guy, Uri, can get killed. And that's what he did. They did exactly what, you know, they told him to do. And the shooter shot from off the wall upon thy servant, and some of the king's servants be dead, and thy servant Uri the Hittite is dead also. Then David said unto the messenger, thus shalt thou say unto Joab, let not this thing displease thee. You know, he was kind of sad about it. You know, that after everything had went down, he was sad about it. And David telling him, don't let this thing upset you. He didn't let it upset him, because now he can get Bathsheba, okay? He can have it now. But guess what? The blood stain was on his hand because he killed an innocent man. He didn't do nothing but battle. Glory to God. Yes, he did. For the sword devoured one as well as another. He was saying, well, you know what? The sword had killed one just as well as it killed another. So it killed him, you know, and it would kill another, you know. And he said, make thy battles more strong against the city and overthrow it and encourage thou him. And when the wife of Uri heard that Uri, her husband, was dead, she mourned for her husband. And when the mourning was past, David sent and fetched her to his house, and she became his wife and bare him a son. But the thing that David had done displeased the Lord. See, God wasn't pleased with what David had done. You see, he wasn't pleased with that. He just forgot all about everything, forgot about, you know, the Lord sees him, and he fell in his flesh. That's what it was. He was feeding his flesh. So you got to be careful. You got to tell your flesh, Jesus rule here. You ain't got no room up in here. I ain't cussing nobody out. Glory to God. I'm not telling on nobody like that. I'm not just going to call up and tell on nobody. Glory to God. You know, they do that a lot in some churches. They really do. Glory to God. I'm just going to tell you like it's something. You don't get no candy, like I said, and they ain't going to pay you. So, amen, just keep to yourself. Hallelujah. You see right here? God was displeased. In other words, God was angry. You don't want to fall in a hand of an angry God. Because if you do, amen, listen, if you sin against, amen, you sin against man, God can help you. But if you sin against God, can't nobody help you. And you just think about it. David sinned against God because he had this man killed for nothing. Just because he slept with his wife. And then after that, he married Bathsheba. Yes, he did. He married her. Glory to God, but it's displeased the Lord. You don't want to displease God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You want to stay in control right there in this word of God. You want to stay right there on the path of righteousness. It displeased God. But look at all that David went through. First of all, just think about what he did in the beginning when he seen up there on the roof. He didn't have to do that. He went out and then he could call her down there. Hallelujah. And then he slept with her. Hallelujah. I don't know what she was thinking either. Oh, my God. Glory to God. Come on, man. That was the first thing he did when he looked at her, you know, bathing. And she had that, amen, glory to God. I won't say that. But anyway, hallelujah. Just think about it. My God. He seen her up there taking a bath, and he decided, I want her. You know, David liked women, you know. He really did. He really, really did. Glory to God. And he said, I won't hustle. Whoever she is, y'all go bring her down here. So they did. They did what he told them to do. Yes, he slept with her, had a baby by her. Now he was trying to force this man to go in, amen, and sleep with her so they can blame the baby on him. But it didn't happen the way he thought it was going to happen. So he had to find another avenue to get rid of the man. And then whenever they killed him, David said, so what? Don't be so sad about that. You know, the sword will kill one man just like it'll kill another one. So don't be so sad about that. So I tell you on this day, if any of you, hallelujah, listening out there in La La Land, glory to God, listen, amen. There is still enough women to go around. It is. You know, they saying, well, you know what, I don't think so. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. For now, it is. Glory to God. And drink from your own system. Get your own wife. Don't be, and get your own husband. Don't be out there with somebody else's. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't do that. Hallelujah. It causes chaos and trouble. And you don't want that. And you don't, you know, hallelujah. Glory to God. Committing adultery. Hallelujah. You know, she married. Amen. And yeah, you married too. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But then the biggest mistake, amen, sometimes that women and men make, amen, and I've seen it, and you see it over and over again. You never go and tell another woman, amen, glory to God, hallelujah, about what your men, about what your wife ain't doing. Women, don't ever go tell another man about what your husband ain't doing. Glory to God. Don't ever do that, because the next step is they're going to start coming on to you. They're going to start wanting you. That's just a point blank. It's a truth anyhow. Amen. You can mark that down on the calendar, and I said it, and I approved this message. Glory to God. That's what's going to start happening. They're going to start wanting you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, you know what? I'll treat you right. I'll do you like this, and I'll give you that. Hallelujah. But guess what? It's a lie from the pit. Glory to God. They're going to do just like David did. Amen. Glory to God. Once you in their bed, amen. Glory to God. They done. You're done. They ain't going to worry about you no more. You're through. I'm just going to tell it like it is. So just be careful about that. You see, God has someone for you. Learn how to pray and ask God who he has for you. You don't have to go out there committing adultery like that. You know, some do that just for the money. And some do it for pleasure. They say, oh, yeah, you know, I like married men because I don't have to worry about them. They have to go home. But understand, you're breaking up a home. Glory to God. If they ever find out, just think about it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You don't want that blood on your hands, as David had the blood on his hand. He had to pay for it also, too. So believe me, he paid for it. Hallelujah. You can go ahead and read the next chapter, chapter 12, and it'll tell you what happened after this. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But just know you don't want to do that. Hallelujah. Stay in the word. Continue to believe the word. Continue to ask God and pray who he has for you. Hallelujah. And I say, women, be careful. I say, oh, my God, I say, be careful. Because now men are taking their wedding bands off. They're taking their rings off. And what they're doing is they're pretending that they're not married. So just be careful. We're living in a time, in a season, we want to make sure that you are on the right track. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But I can tell you there's somebody out there that always gonna know if they're married or not. Hallelujah. So whenever, you know, whenever somebody comes to you, then you just be aware. You just be aware. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You say, well, they must want it for themselves. But just listen, you know, be aware of it. But I'm going to tell you something. They always said the street committee is wrong. That street committee know more about it than you do. If you're staying in the house, you ain't going nowhere, and then you finally get out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You finally get out, and then they start talking to you. Glory to God. My God, my God. The street committee knows more than you do. I'm telling you. Hallelujah. So just be careful because they know. I just say they know. So just be careful because you don't want the blood on your hands so well as David did here and sin against, you know, Bathsheba and him both sinning and then had a child and then they had the man killed. Just to keep him from finding out that David had fathered the child by Bathsheba. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead now with our announcement. I want to make sure you tune in every Tuesday at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time for One Word from the Lord, Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Awesome, awesome, just awesome show. They have been off the chain. Hallelujah. They can't even stay on the hook. Hallelujah. It's been such a profound message, such a profound word. Amen. A word in season. And they come on every Tuesday night. If you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, you can hook up with them on Facebook. Inbox them. Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. And guess what? They will hit you back, and they will help you in any way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To get to your next level. And if you move on down, we have Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. Her show comes on every Wednesday. You missed that show last week. You missed a treat. It comes on at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. That word was off the chain. It was awesome. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I said, you go, Elder. Get them, Elder. Glory to God. It was really good. But you can also go back and hear it on demand. Hallelujah. I like to go ahead and hear mine right then because that's just that fresh word coming to me right then. I like it like that. You know, you like it hot off the press. That's what I'm saying. Let's move on. And we are called the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams. I'm the first Hour of Power. My show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And the second half, amen, will be Voice of Truth, Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. I want you to come on and hear what the Lord is saying, a profound word from the Word of God. He gives it to her, and she gives it to you just like he gives it to her. Glory to God. You know, if you had everybody preaching the same, amen, oh, glory to God, then guess what? You can't get a lot of understanding, hallelujah. But God gives people different ways and different things, hallelujah, from the Word of God. So you come on and listen and hear. She's an author. She published one book, number one and number two. I encourage you to go over to Amazon. You can still purchase them, but I think she has her own web page also. But she will tell you, you can inbox her. It's Minister Elaine Jackson, and I think she has Elaine Jackson. So you can go on out, amen, inbox her, and she'll tell you what you got to do, amen, to purchase the book. They're not that much. If you want to buy some for somebody else, just go right ahead and help them. Hallelujah, because it's a word in season that will give you a lift up. Hallelujah. And I want to encourage you to partner. And in partnering, you will receive many, 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 many perks. Glory to God. It don't stop. Hallelujah. Monday, Tuesday, glory to God. Wednesday, oh, my God, Thursday, Friday. Hallelujah. It goes on down, all the way down. Just awesome, awesome, awesome. We're only asking for $25 or more. You know, God is good, and he is worthy. So I encourage you to come on and partner. You know, we're here, amen, with the word of God, and we bring forth the word each week, a word in season, a word that comes to edify, amen, and lift up God's people, not to tear them down, to help them to go in the right direction, not the wrong direction. Hallelujah, glory to God. It's a word that will bring deliverance, a word that will bring healing, a word that will bring some stability in your life where you've been shaken and you've been bruised. Oh, my God. Good God Almighty. So come on and hear the word, amen, each and every time that we get on air, glory to God. And you can go back, like I said, and hear it. You can go to Blog Talk and hear it on demand also. Amen, glory to God. And if you just want to give a seed, hallelujah, you just want to give a seed, that's fine. Go to any of our Facebook pages and go ahead and you click on it and leave a message. We'll get back with you. And we'll tell you how to leave a seed. You know, I know people saying, you know, this high, that high, this high, that high. Well, if you don't think you got enough to buy it anyway, you ain't got enough to meet the need. It's your seed. So, hey, seed it. Glory to God. And watch what he does. He'll open doors for you. Only he can open doors. Man open the door and let you in. Yes, when you're going in certain stores, yes, they open the door and let you in. But you see, God's going to give you something as you go in that door. He's going to give you something to sustain you. He's going to give you something, amen, hallelujah, that you can spend. He's going to give you something, glory to God, that they can't give you. All they're going to do is open the door and let you in and let you feel a little cool air in that store, yes. But God's going to give you some money. He's going to give you some whatever it is that you're asking him for when you see. So I encourage you to seed on this day. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't like to leave the show without giving the invitation to Christ Jesus, to salvation. Amen. You know, we keep saying he's to return, and he is. If you can see the signs of time and read the writing on the wall. Read the writing on the wall. You know, don't wait. You know, because you know, some people say, well, I'm going to wait and see. Oh, don't wait. Let's get it right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want you to repeat after me if you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. I invite you into my life, God. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Lord. Father God, I repent of all my sins that I have committed, even those that I thought about, Lord, and I thought wasn't right. Father, I commit that to you also. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome to the body of Christ. Hit me up on Facebook. Inbox me on either page, and I will tell you the what next, because he is good. I keep saying that he is good. Hallelujah. There's none like him. You won't find nobody like him. So I encourage you to do that. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead, amen, now, and see if anyone else wants prayer before I get off. Remember the shows that's coming up, hallelujah. Raise your level of expectation. Step out on faith and watch what he does, hallelujah, because he'll do it just like he said he would. He ain't short concerning his promise, because he said every promise in this word is yea and amen, hallelujah. If you can believe it, but sometimes what happens, you don't believe it. That's why you can't receive it. You say, yeah, I got faith. I know, Lord, I got faith. But you need to say, Lord, is there anything on the inside of me that's stopping me from producing what I should be producing, Lord God, by faith? If it is, then, Lord, show it to me. Sometimes you don't want to pray them prayers. You don't want God to show you what's on the inside because you're afraid he might show you something that you're scared of. You know why I can tell you that? Because I know. It took me a minute to get there, but now I said, Lord, I don't care. I want you to show it to me. If it's in there, show it to me. So, and then when he shows you, then guess what? You can pray about it and said, okay, Holy Spirit, I need you to help me. I need you to help me deal with this thing. I don't like this. You need to help me. Show me how I can deal with it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because if you don't reveal it, then he can't heal it. Amen. Glory to God. Now the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Amen. Have an awesome day. Don't forget, Minister Elaine will be coming up next. I'm going to give you got a 30-minute break, then she'll be coming up next. Amen. And we'll see you back on next Sunday. Amen.